Welcome back, everybody. This is Neo Gentrix, your host for Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You. This is Season 2. The year 2020 is here. We're going to pick up where we left off with the last story that I covered for the Dark Truth series. And this one, we're going to talk about Rapunzel. No, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of other stuff I'm wanting to cover this year, especially this semester. With all the changes happening, but I will be having a lot of guests peeking in on the podcast that I have here and there and everywhere, and I'll be covering a lot of new stuff this year. If you have any suggestions, again, feel free to let me know. So let's go ahead and get started with Rapunzel. First things first, I want y'all to know something, okay? The story that everyone knows about the long-haired girl that lived in the tower, that's not how that story was originally written. Okay, the real Rapunzel wasn't just a beautiful woman locked in a tower. If not anything, she was actually a literal saint, or at least one of the early inspirations for the folktale that would later become Rapunzel. The actual story is actually a lot darker than the Grimm Brothers version that a lot of people are now familiar with, in which the prince, you know, seduces Rapunzel instead of saving her. We'll cover that in more detail later. Just like the true story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Disney had to change a lot in the Rapunzel story before turning it out as a children's film, as you're all aware. Now, with that being said, the real story was about her being a literal saint. Her name was Saint Barbara. She was the daughter of a rich Roman merchant in the 3rd century. Now, her own father actually did lock her into a tower so that she wouldn't convert to Christianity. But Barbara still found a way. She also resisted marriage, just like the Christian saints who protected their virginity with some extreme measures. I love how a lot of these stories always have something to do with religion in some way or the other. Anyway, as punishment for her faith, Barbara's pagan father grabbed her by the hair and, well, beheaded her. Yeah, that happened. The links between Saint Barbara and Rapunzel go beyond both being locked in towers. Like Saint Barbara, Rapunzel was an independent woman who refused to listen to authority, but luckily for Rapunzel, she didn't suffer the same gruesome fate as the stories that were inspirations for Rapunzel. Okay? So, starting with that, the tragic tale of Saint Barbara was inspired that the tower and the tribulations of Rapunzel. With that being said, there were multiple versions of the Rapunzel story, but they all shared one common feature. The heroine is a beautiful woman, you know, locked in some tower somewhere, and in one of those stories, it was partially inspired for the tale of Rapunzel was most likely the story of Saint Barbara, like I mentioned earlier, as an early Christian martyr who was locked in the tower. The tale was compiled by Jacobus de Voragine. Look, I don't know how to pronounce his name. He was the Archbishop of Genoa in 1275 CE. Now, while Barbara's story is a key difference from the Rapunzel stories, rather than a whole magical captor who trapped her in a tower, the evil person in Barbara's life was actually her father, not a witch. In the early years of Christianity, Barbara was secretly converted to the new faith, but her father, who practiced the Roman religion, locked his daughter in a tower so she couldn't be a Christian. It's the whole preference of that. Next, I'm going to talk about the so-called evil witch in her life, being her father, when we come right back. All right, everybody, and we're back. Moving on where I left off in the last piece, in the Rapunzel story, the heroine is locked in the tower by an evil witch, or an ogre, or a fairy, depending on the version of the story that you're familiar with. But in the legend of Saint Barbara, the woman was actually locked in the tower by her father. Now, the legend holds that her father shut her in the tower for one of two different reasons. One was because she was very beautiful and he didn't want any unsuitable suitors getting her, and he wanted to pick her husband, so he limited the competition by hiding her. The other one was that, obviously like I mentioned before, he feared the influence of a new religion, Christianity, because he was obviously a wealthy Roman merchant. And he didn't like the idea of the fate's emphasis on helping the poor, and he knew his daughter liked to help the poor more than anything else. So he tried to lock her in a tower. Now, despite being in the tower, she still found a way to read and learn about Christianity anyway. Even though she spent those years in the tower, getting her food, clothes delivered to her by a basket on a rope, somehow, some way, the new religion still found a way to reach her. Now, according to the legend, a stranger snuck a book into Barbara's basket. This is what taught her about Christianity. And, of course, she instantly converted. She even tricked her father into sending a priest to her by pretending to be ill and requesting a doctor. Now, priests were known as doctors of the soul, so that she could secretly receive baptism. In the Saint's Tale, though, Barbara's conversion is treated as a miraculous accomplishment, but it also led to her downfall. Keeping this in mind, she had to hide messages built into the very architecture of her tower for various reasons. Why? Well, let's see. She secretly practiced her Christian faith against her father's wishes, and one sign of her hidden faith was built into the tower where she was trapped. When Barbara's father was out of town, she asked the men working on her tower to make one change. Instead of putting two windows in the tower, she wanted three. The architectural modification wasn't because Barbara wanted to make sure she got enough light. Rather, the windows were a reminder of the Holy Trinity. One window each for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Or, as Barbara explained to her father, three windows lightening all the world and all creatures, but two make darkness. It was as good as a confession that she was secretly a Christian. Though her father didn't know that at the time. Now, with that being said, according to the Life of St. Barbara, which was written in the 13th century, her father was furious when she told him that she had actually converted. He dragged her to jail by her hair. I don't know how to say this. Spoiler warning. This is going to be a bit brutal, so if you can't handle this, please skip ahead. Her father basically took her by the hair, drew her down from the mountain, and shut her fast into a prison. And even though she was his own daughter, the father demanded that she go on trial simply for being a Christian. And at the trial, the pagan judge ordered Barbara to choose between renouncing her Christianity or torture. Well, as you probably already know, she chose the torture. She also made a very fiery speech where she said, and I quote, "Fie on your devils," and her faith carried her through a series of gruesome tortures. moving forward with that, her tortures were horrific, but the final one was way, way worse. The judge stripped Barbara completely naked and beat her with a sins of bulls, and fraught her flesh with salt. Think of it like a cat of nine tails whip. The second round included cutting off her breasts and burning her with lamps. And back then they had oil lamps, so yeah. When Barbara was paraded through the town naked to shame her, God sent an angel to cloak her body in fog so Barbara wouldn't suffer too much. In the end, the same person who locked Barbara in the tower actually ended up ending her life. Her own father grabbed her beautiful hair and struck off Barbara's head with the sword. According to the legend, as soon as Barbara died, a bolt of lightning struck her father and killed him. Jeez. Well, now that I got that out of the way, as gruesome as that was, next we're going to talk about how the long hair might have come from a Persian epic of this story. Alrighty then, after all of that depressing nonsense, let's go ahead and move forward. We're talking about now where her long hair might have come from and which epic it may have referred to. Now, however, there are none of the stories of St. Barbara claim that she had extremely long hair. Keep this in mind. Her hair is mentioned several times when her father drags her to prison by her hair, and when he pulls her hair back to basically, nip her off. But no one climbs her hair, which is the key element of the later version of Rapunzel's story that we're all familiar with. Where did this long tresses of Rapunzel's fairy tale hair come from? Well, most people argue that the long hair was borrowed from a Persian epic, the Shamanah, however you wish to pronounce that. The epic was written around the year 1000 CE. Now, in the story, the beautiful Radaba, that was her name, catches the eye of a young hero named Zal. In order to meet up, he visits her tower and she throws down her long hair so he can climb up to see her. Of course, their story ends with an unplanned pregnancy and a Romeo and Juliet twist, where their fathers don't approve of the union because Zal is Persian and Radaba is Babylonian, but they get a happy ending when astrologers predict that their son will conquer the world. Yeah, I know, weird, isn't it? However, in another version of Rapunzel's tale, in the late 1600s, a woman wrote her own version of Rapunzel's story. And she used it to criticize the most powerful ruler in Europe, Charlotte Rose de Caumont de la Force. She was a French fairy tale writer with a scandalous history. She had multiple affairs, including one with an actor who shocked the royal court by accidentally leaving his nightcap in her room. And according to the one rumor, Charlotte Rose was sent away from court when King Louis XIV, the Sun King, suspected her of sleeping with his son. Dang. Anyway, Charlotte Rose wasn't just sent away, she was locked in a convent against her wishes. While in the convent, she wrote her own version of Rapunzel's story called Persianette. Did the author identify the beauty locked in the tower? Well, if so, the evil fairy tale in Persianette was a clear allusion to Louis XIV, who forced Charlotte Rose into a convent, in case y'all wanted to know how that story came to be. Now, in the original, Rapunzel is sold to an ogre because her mother stole parsley. Yeah, you heard me right, parsley. In the first version of Rapunzel's story, it was basically written by Giambattista Basile in the early 1600s. Basile's version tells the story of a long-haired beauty trapped in a tower and the prince who comes to rescue her, but that's where the similarities to the movie that was written by Disney called Tangled in 2010 end. For those who were curious if this movie was related to that. As for how Rapunzel ends up in the tower, Basile's explanation is actually a little more depressing. It involves a horrible punishment for stealing a garnish that most people throw in the trash. The story starts with Rapunzel's mom, stealing parsley from an ogre's garden because it looked so delicious. When the ogre finally catches the food thief, Rapunzel's mother is forced to give up her firstborn to the ogre as a punishment for stealing the herb. After poor Rapunzel is born, her mother basically hands her over to be locked in a tower, which is even darker than the one that they mentioned in Tangled when they did the kidnapping explanation. With that being said, let me go ahead and talk about the prince really quick. The Grimm brothers are known for some pretty dark fairy tales, and Rapunzel is no exception. In the first version of the fairy tale written in 1812, a handsome prince finds Rapunzel locked in her tower, climbs up to rescue her, but instead of rescuing the beautiful woman, the prince visits her every day for a different reason. As the Grimm brothers tell it, and I quote, "They lived in joy and pleasure for a long time." Until Rapunzel realizes the risks of unprotected sex. Rapunzel asks her captor, and I quote, "Tell me why it is that my clothes are all too tight. They no longer fit me." The evil woman, a fairy in this version of the story, kicks Rapunzel out of the tower and blinds the prince. The sad lovers wander in the woods for years until they find each other and fall back in love. Yeah. Not exactly the best turnout. For all those who know, you can kind of figure out where this ended. We're going to take another short break real quick, and I'm going to finish off this segment with a little bit of other information, and then we'll go on into something new. I'll tell you what it is. Look forward to that, and let's get going. Alright everybody, now with all the weird stuff out of the way, let me go ahead and, before we finish this up, because there's only a little bit left I want to cover, let me go ahead and say this. A lot of these stories have a very dark turn to them, and a lot of people don't realize that they have very horrifying origins. They only know the blissful world that they live in and don't really care to know about where they came from. And this is no different than being ignorant of your past, and a lot of people fall short to this. They're quick to want to defend themselves and say that they aren't ignorant, but to be fair, anyone who doesn't choose to learn and move forward is technically of that class. That doesn't mean everybody is like that. Some people want to do it the hard way, and they'll still learn. They'll just be doing it a different way. But anyone who chooses to stay ignorant isn't, you know, actually enriching themselves in the way that they should. With that being said, with all the talks of torture, beheadings, and unplanned pregnancies, obviously, you know Disney's not going to want that in any of their books or in their stories that they produce. Now, Barbara's gruesome story of conversion and beheading is a long way from the Disney version of Rapunzel that everybody knows. But like Rapunzel, Barbara was a beautiful woman who was treated badly by her parents. And remember, in the original stories, Rapunzel was given to the evil witch by her parents as punishment for stealing parsley. While the original Rapunzel was no virgin, Barbara reportedly refused to marry and remained chaste. And according to the medieval saints' lives, Barbara's story also has a happy ending, since after the horrific torture and beheading by her father, Barbara became a saint. Now, still, after learning the history of Barbara and the early disturbing versions of Rapunzel, it is clear why Disney clearly changed a few things in the movie Tangled when they basically produced it. You know, there's a lot of stuff and a lot of reasons that went into this. Now, keeping in mind that, like I said before, a lot of the stuff that I'm covering is definitely R-rated, and it's not suited for everybody to listen to. Now, with that being said, let's just assume for a fact that you don't want to hide this from your kids no more and you want them to know. Or you are one of those kids who wanted to know but are afraid to hear what you just heard. Heads up, it's not as great as you think it is, and, you know, life is a lot like this. These stories were written in the past, and keep in mind that they were originally considered tales suitable for kids then. Nowadays may not be so. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and move forward from this. This is the last episode I'm probably going to do of this, unless it's requested again. Though there are still like two or three more stories I can definitely cover. But I'm not going to do that for a while. Coming up next is the Black History Month in February, but I want to get a couple more episodes in before January is over. So if you have any suggestions, feel free to let me know, and we'll move forward with there. Again, this is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You. I'm your host, Neo Gentrix. Enjoy the rest of your day.